We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long with you. Now helping to welcome in Joe DeLeon, college football and NFL draft analyst on the Believe Podcast Network. How have you been doing, Joe?
Pretty good. We're getting geared up for this final push towards the draft. So I'm excited. I'm ready for the whirlwind that's going to be the next month. So excited to hop on and talk some more drafts with you guys.
Absolutely. And man, I've been going crazy going through all these mock draft simulators, and I'm just not getting it. I was telling my co-host over here, Charlie, that, you know, I go through one and I see Jaden Daniels falling to like 11th, 12th overall in the draft, and I'm just not understanding it.
So this was on a mock draft simulator?
Yeah,
it was on a mock draft.
No, a mock draft simulator on PFF, and I was like, how is this happening?
Yeah, I can't trust those things too much. There's the occasional time where you'll do one, and then you're like, all right, we need to start this thing over. The
right.
Jaden Daniels, there is no world that he will fall past that fourth pick. There's absolutely no shot.
When you look at Daniels, do you think that it's possible he goes – number two and see a team possibly like a Raiders or someone else trading up to get a guy like him?
Yeah, I think that's, first of all, that second overall pick with the Washington Commanders feels like a really good destination for him, especially because that they just went and added Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator. And I look at the recent string of quarterbacks that Kingsbury has worked with, and guys like Kyler Murray, I think, are a really good example of having the ability to expand the pocket and throw on the run. And he even said when he drafted Kyler Murray that he was the perfect player for the air raid, or before he drafted, and we made that comment. And I look at Jaden Daniels, who has just such an easy release, and the ball flies off his hand when he's throwing on the run. And he really improved this year. His deep ball accuracy, his deep ball placement. And I think that Jaden Daniels would fit nicely with the Commanders. But to that point of somebody trading up, I think it would take a lot to convince Washington to move off that spot, because it feels like it's been some time since they've been able to have some security at the quarterback position that they're going to want to try and figure out and get their guy. If somebody does trade up, I think it's mostly realistic that it's going to be with the New England Patriots at number three, who have been a little bit uncertain on what they want to do. And it sounded like in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine that they were potentially considering trading out of that spot, which could go to the Vikings, or it could go to a team like the Raiders that you mentioned, or maybe even the Denver Broncos.
It seems like the Vikings are kind of positioning themselves here, Joe, to make that move up into the top four at the worst, if not the top three, with the New England Patriots. Just going out and getting the 23rd overall pick, I think you could potentially see a package involving both the 11, the 23, and then maybe a 2025 first-round pick is kind of the baseline, I guess you would say, for moving up into the top five to try and get a quarterback. I think that it's interesting that, you know, a lot of buzz has been coming out about J.J. McCarthy becoming a top five pick for a lot of teams after, you know, maybe he was the fourth or fifth guy in the pre-draft process as far as quarterback rankings go. Now he's just shot up to number four for a lot of teams. It's not even higher than that.
Yeah, and I'd even go a step further. He's somebody who, if we remove all the recent draft stock rising and buzz that's come around him, I think most people in a vacuum would consider him to be a second-round pick with the potential to go in the middle to the end of the first round, because he's got great upside as a prospect, but he's super raw. But as we know, this process goes on. Teams that need quarterbacks that are looking at their options after the confirmed locations where other teams could pick quarterbacks, they start to get desperate. And I think that the push to get J.J. McCarthy has been fueled by teams wanting to have the ability to not miss out on getting their guy. And I think the Vikings are a really good example of that, going and getting the draft capital in order to secure and remove any doubt that they're going to miss out on him. And I think there's a reason why they've been projected to trade into that number four spot, because if the top three end up going in the order that we expect of Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, it's a guarantee at that point that J.J. McCarthy would be easy for them to scoop up at four, and they don't have to worry about that risk of somebody jumping them. And then they're in the position of going with somebody that they're less in love with, that's maybe not as exciting as a prospect like Bo Nix or like Michael Penix.
I was going to say, how many quarterbacks are you expecting to go in that first round? Because I feel like the number keeps rising every day.
Yeah, I think that four is the safest number to go with right now, because I think what tends to happen when we've got all this buzz and excitement for some of these guys to move up like J.J. McCarthy, a lot of the other teams that need quarterbacks, after that fourth one goes and he's off the board, they're going to say to themselves, yeah, we like the other options. We like Bo Nix. We like Michael Penix. But let's wait and use a day two pick on one of these guys instead of wasting a first rounder if we're not truly in love with him. I think that's something that a lot of teams tend to do when they're evaluating quarterbacks, is to not force it unless they really like a kid. And there's a reason why last year we saw Will Levis slide into the second round for very similar reasoning. But if things go completely bonkers, six is certainly realistic to happen, where in the back end to the middle of the first round, someone maybe doesn't want to miss out on having an option of quarterback and they take Bo Nix, and then someone gets really desperate and wants to go and grab Michael Penix.
Yeah, Joe, looking at this, you know, top 10 of the draft, I think that we've talked a little bit about it, that maybe nine of those top 10 picks are going to be offensive players. At the same time, if four of them end up becoming quarterbacks and three of them end up becoming receivers, like, what are the chances that the Saints at pick 14, maybe one of those top edge rushers, if not offensive tackles, falls to them?
I think it's very realistic for the edge rusher conversation that they're going to be able to have their choice of whichever edge rusher they want. It's contingent on what the Atlanta Falcons do at number eight, because it's been projected and there were rumors that they really like Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. But there, as you mentioned here, not only is there a really high likelihood that most of those picks are quarterbacks and then receivers, but there's a really strong possibility that Brock Bowers could go somewhere in that top 10, top 12 range, as well as guys like Joe Alt, who feels like he's a surefire top 10 pick. I would be really shocked if he fell out of the top 10 and was available at 14 for the Saints. But for the Saints' sake, they're going to have a really good opportunity just to pick amongst the rest of the best of the group. And because this tackle class is so talented, they get to reap the rewards. They're able to get guys who might go in the top 10 in other years, like Amarius Mims from Georgia, like J.C. Latham from Alabama, like Olu Fashanu from Penn State, or Taliese Fuaga, the mauling right tackle from Oregon State.
You mentioned Brock Bowers. That's another one on these simulators that I've been doing that's been a popular pick for me at pick at number 14 for the Saints. If, you know, I just can't imagine him really lasting that long. Could you see a situation where Bowers is available to the Saints at 14, or is that just a pipe dream?
I think it's very plausible, because if you look at all the teams that are picking in the top 10, top 12, it's a lot of teams that are trying to fix their offensive lines. They're trying to find their next quarterback, that are trying to not miss out on these two elite receivers in Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers. And you can even throw Rome Odunze from Washington into the conversation as well. So because of all these other teams looking to fix their other problems, it's really realistic that Brock Bowers does fall that far. In my latest mock draft that I did on the Believe Fan Nation site this past week, I had Brock Bowers sliding to 15 to the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
But now what's going to really flow into this, because the Jets signed Mike Williams recently, I think that they're probably the best candidate at number 10 to take Brock Bowers to really round out their offense.
Mentioning LSU receiver Malik Nabers, where do you have him end up in the NFL draft? Do you have him as a number one receiver, or is that still Harrison for you?
For me, it's still Marvin Harrison Jr., just because that I think if we just look at the overall physical profile, there's not a lot of guys that are built like him, that can move like him, that can run routes as crisply and break in and out of the cuts that he can, and create separation as well as show off a physicality to win in contested situations. But that to me is not a knock on Malik Nabers. If there was not this rare prospect like Marvin Harrison Jr., there wouldn't be a debate that Malik Nabers would be the number one prospect in this class. I just think for the well-roundedness of Marvin Harrison Jr., that he can do everything, just puts him slightly above Nabers for me. But Malik Nabers is just so explosive after the catch and is going to be one of those guys that's just a yak killer, if you will, in an offense if he goes to the right situation. I love the thought of Nabers ending up at that sixth spot to the New York Giants because they have really had so much trouble figuring out their receiver room. And we remember, I know that there's no correlation to success for this, but we remember the last time that they took an LSU wide receiver in Odell Beckham Jr. It worked really well for them.
And then, Joe, I mean, we talked about the 14th overall pick. At pick 45, you know, we always talk about building through the strengths of the draft. Offensive tackle is a huge one, but wide receiver is also a really big strength as well. I feel like if the Saints want to take a tackle or maybe even an edge rusher at pick 14, wide receiver should be the position that they target in the second round with pick 45. I think there's going to be a bunch of guys that come off the board in the first round, but there's just as many that are going to come off in the second as well.
Yeah, I think that there's that early grouping run that's going to happen in the first round, and then there's going to be some sprinkled a little bit later on. But as we get to the second round, there's really just this jam-packed grouping of, you know, does an Adonai Mitchell slide out from Texas in the first round? Does he end up in the second round? Does Keon Coleman from Florida State, does he end up being available in somewhere in the second round, which is very possible? And then on top of that, the guys that are, I think, guaranteed to still be there in the second or third round, I really like Ladd McConkey from Georgia. I really love Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. And then there's even later options like Ricky Pearsall. And there's just so much talent in this class at the receiver position that you could even go as far as to look in the fourth or fifth rounds and you'll still be able to secure somebody. And then on top of that, you brought up tackle. Like, there's a really good chance that the Saints somewhere in the second round could end up with a developmental prospect like Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma or Kingsley Soamatea from BYU.
Yeah, I think Guyton's an interesting player as well because he's played on both sides of the line at left tackle and right tackle. He's also a Senior Bowl guy, which the Saints obviously love. I think he's kind of the ideal trade-down candidate if the Saints were to move down from pick 14, which could potentially happen. I've talked with Mike and Steve about it. If Brock Bowers falls to 14, it seems like the perfect spot to either take like a game-changing tight end or you move down with a team in the 20s that really wants that guy. Like Brock Bowers that can just completely change an offense, and you get more picks later on in the draft. You get an extra second, maybe an extra third, and go from there because there is a big gap from their second-round pick to the fifth round, which would make a lot of sense for me for them to trade down if that were a chance.
Yeah, and I also really like that thought that you bring up there of potentially trading out of that 14 spot. The Saints are a team that, yes, it's obviously important for them to secure premier talent, and you're sitting at 14 with all these options, but I would argue that if there is an opportunity to trade back and accumulate some more draft capital, you need to find ways to raise the floor of this roster. And I think that as inconsistent as Derek Carr was last year, we know that he's a quality quarterback, but he's not the type of guy that is going to win and ascend when everything around him is average to below average. You need to build a roster around him that's going to help him succeed in order for this team to be competitive in a division that frankly is and should be easy for them to win. So I really like that thought of them trading back, and they're one of those teams that certainly should be in the equation to do so.
Awesome info, Joe. Definitely appreciate your time. Have a good one. I'm sure we will be talking to you too soon. Like you said, the draft is slowly coming around that corner. I know it'll definitely seem to amp up probably after March Madness ends.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. Always great chatting with you.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe DeLeon, college football and NFL draft analyst on the Believe Podcast Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.